play a lot of different
sports? I played a lot of different sports. I played basketball all 4 years of high school. And so I really enjoyed it. I think for me it was a good thing and helped me not get burnt out in soccer. I would play, since I grew up in Georgia, I played club soccer in Florida. And so when I played high school sports, they overlapped. So for me, when I played basketball in high school in Georgia, I would be playing, I would take off from soccer. I'd just play basketball. Yeah.
And it didn't hurt you?
I mean, no, I would play basketball a lot, and sometimes I would come back from basketball and be better than in soccer than I was before, because it was just, you know, mentally I was fresh. I really wanted to play soccer. I mean, I was like, obviously I would play some, like, once or twice a week, and I'd go out and kick a ball and for fun, but I wasn't playing practice with the team or anything like that. So yeah, basketball is great for that. I mean, even it's kind of the same game in terms of the vision and everything that you're, you know, doing on a basketball court, and obviously the fitnesses are way different. I would go to soccer and I'd be way out of shape, but I'd come back to basketball and I'd be like flying past everyone. Yeah, it's so different. But yeah, so I mean, I played basketball in high school, I played volleyball in high school. So, yeah, I mean, I played three sports growing up. I played softball growing up, but I had to stop that. I didn't have time for those.
Have you noticed any difference in Jill as, you know, since she's become the head coach over the last year? Any difference in her?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't really know Jill that well as a coach before she came on. So, for me, it's just I'm still trying to get to know her as well, soccer-wise and stuff like that. So, I haven't really gotten the privilege to know her before that to really compare her to how she's changed or anything. So, she's been the same person for me since day one.
People talk about how she inspires confidence in her players. Could we talk about that?
Yeah. I think that's one of the main things that she wants to do is give the players confidence, and not only individual but as a team. I think that if we go into the World Cup with confidence that we won't be beat, then, you know, if we step across that white line, we're going to be really hard to beat.
It seemed like for a while you were having a hard time getting into her rotation, though, during qualification. You seemed to be playing very well when you got on the field, but then you weren't in the lineup. And I asked her about that in D.C. She kind of said she liked your abilities, but it was as if she maybe hadn't proven yourself
to
her.
Yeah, I think that when she first came on, she maybe wasn't sure on me or a lot of players at that point. I mean, she was still such a short time that she had been with the team, and so she was still trying to figure everyone out and kind of have a feel for the players and what their best qualities are. But I think that in qualifying, towards the end, I feel like I proved myself to her. And I mean, she told me too, like, you know, a lot of players over a certain period of time prove themselves at one point or another, and she kind of like had an aha moment. And so I think that hopefully now I would assume I've proven myself.
What was that team? Do you know which game or
what? I think that it was maybe over time in terms of playing in the center for me. I'm not really sure. You could probably ask for that.
You came out of a Virginia program that was known for playing the best soccer, maybe sort of aesthetically, mm-hmm. in the country at any level. Mm-hmm. What was the adjustment to the U.S., this national team, where sometimes you see things get pretty direct?
Yeah, I think it's just different. I mean, it's for me, I've been on teams all the time that have really played like Virginia in that sense. And I think this team at some points in time does do that, and we can do that, and we have the ability and the players and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, for me as a player, I think it's a good thing to experience all different types and be able to break down a team in different ways and instead of just always playing really good soccer. And but, yeah, for me it's been, you know, something that I've enjoyed in my career, at this point in time.
As the youngest player on the team and going to your first World Cup, are there players on this national team who you look to in kind of a mentorship role, or players you kind of look up to or hope to get guidance or leadership from?
Yeah, I think every single player has something to offer that, you know, you look to and you're like, wow, I wish, you know, in my game or even off the field, you know, you're like, wow, I wish I could do, or, you know, I could take something from that and try and do that better. But, you know, Chrissy Rampone is such a great captain, and she is, like, the epitome of a good teammate. Someone off the field does her job, comes to practice and does exactly what's asked of her. And I think, you know, she's one of the few, and I think every single person has, you know, Lauren Holiday's been great to me and taking me under her her wing and, you know, showing me the ropes and being really nice and, you know, just making sure that everyone's comfortable. And, you know, everyone's done that at some point or another, though.
As a midfielder, what has Lauren Holiday kind of done for you in developing your game and, yeah, and helping you as a player?
Yeah, I mean, I love playing with her. I think that we have a similar brain in playing soccer. And so really when the first day I came in, she was, you know, she's always, with new players, she's great with new players in terms of making them feel comfortable and you know, going out of her way to make them feel comfortable. So for me, when I was in the midfield with her, we connected from day one in terms of the way we play, and I really like playing with her, and there's so many things she does well in the field that, you know, I can take from her, and so I think that I've just been kind of like a student of the game and watching her play.
Shannon Box used you as an example earlier of the younger players coming to the system being more technical, being in more immersed in soccer environments. She said she didn't think she could have cut it at your age, the age you came into when she was that age. What's that from? I mean, you said you weren't in a fully year-round schedule, but I know you're also traveling a great distance to play at high-level clubs. So where does your soccer IQ come from?
So I think everyone on my club team growing up, I had my club coach, I think, has a lot to do with the fact that of my soccer IQ and my technical ability. Is my club team was very good, a good soccer team, and it's hard to, when we were growing up and playing, there wasn't a lot of teams that were so technical and played soccer and free-flowing and creative, and so for me growing up, he would always put us in really tight surfaces. Possession-wise, you would think, when you go to see, you know, watch a team train in possession, if you think that, you know, the square is small, then you should watch our trainings, because we would, in the beginning, we would be like, wow, this is so small, we wouldn't even be able to take one touch without someone, you know, clobbering us. But then you watch 20 minutes later into the possession, we're like pinging the ball, and it's, you know, it pretty much teaches you when you're younger. If you have a bad touch, you know, and you get clobbered, you learn, because you have to take the touch away from the pressure, or you have to realize that, and it's not like he needed to coach that much. You know, the spaces kind of taught themselves, and I think that was something that was huge in my development, is just playing in tight spaces. We played a lot of small-sided games to goal, and a lot of times he wouldn't stop us. He'd let us play for 30 minutes straight and not with no coaching, and we would play, and, you know, at that level and that age, we didn't need a lot of coaching in terms of, because we were smart enough to realize that you make a mistake, you try something different, you know, and a lot of coaches think that they need to stop it all the time and point out mistakes and everything like that, but if you keep playing and letting people make mistakes, they're going to learn, they're not going to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Unless they do, then you need to stop and coach. But a lot of times we wouldn't do that, we'd learn from our mistakes, and we did a ton of 1v1 and technical stuff, and I mean, even with Steve at Virginia, technical was like huge, and that's what we do one-on-one all the time, and I think she's right, and there's a lot of technical players coming up, and I think the game is changing, and so that's something that, you know, we have a mix right now, and so it's kind of hard in that sense, but I think that for me it was a lot of the technical stuff in my club team growing up, and just the way we trained and the way we practiced.
The club and coach, can you name it?
Louis Torres.
Okay, and you were going down to Jacksonville, or where was it?
Yeah, Jacksonville. I played at Ponte Vedra Soccer Club.
Okay. Thank you, Morgan.
Can you talk? You mentioned you're the only youngest person on the team. Do you get razzed at all for being like that? And I know you did mention some of the mentors that you're looking up. Do they still give you a little razzing? And are you just trying to compute all the information you can while being on the team to, you know, learn more going forward?
Yeah, I think that I definitely am always trying to learn and to go forward, because I think that they have so much to offer. And they have a lot of them have so much experience, and they've been here, you know, they've been through a World Cup, they've been to the Olympics, they've been on the team for a really long time, so, you know, I'm trying to learn as much as possible from them, and I think I do get teased a lot in terms of being the youngest player, but a lot of times, you know, in the beginning, that they were telling me that if they weren't teasing me, it was probably a bad thing that they didn't like me, so it's a good thing that I was being teased.
Do you have to carry bags? Is there any hazing that comes along with...
I don't think they haze anyone. I've never been hazed, but obviously I think I probably have, like, as a joke, but not anything, like, real.
And do you embrace the role model aspect of this? I mean, this could really build, not just women's soccer, but also women's sports here in the States.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best parts about this job, is being a role model. I think that is something that everyone you know, that is on this team loves that and embraces that. And I think that's something that I've always wanted to do. I wanted to impact people's lives in a good way. And I think that, you know, we've been given the platform to be able to be great role models. And to, you know, for even young girls, I mean, when we did that She Believes campaign, you just see all these young girls that want to be just like you when they grow up. And so for us to be able to go out in the community and be good role models for young girls and even, you know, young boys, anything that they can learn from, you know, good role models is something that we need more of in this country, in this world, I think. And so I think that's something we all embrace and we really, truly, you know, take that on our shoulders a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Can I ask you a couple more questions about this?